Welcome, everyone, to the Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, The Siege. No Stevie today. No Stevie. He's got no powers. So, just a full disclosure, since this one is probably going to be a little shorter than normal, this is attempt three, so I'm really hoping the program doesn't crash this time. It's been kind of tilting, but we're going to do this a little differently. We're going to kind of go position by position. I think it'll be a little quicker. You don't have to worry about, like, me saying no to 15,000 different names. You know, and I think also you kind of get a better sense for the slate. So it's a little weird of a slate. Pretty loaded slate. You know, all those pitchers that we got right after the break are kind of back on the mound today. So we got a pretty talented pitching slate, but we also got some real gas cans we can attack. So let's start with the top tier on DraftKings. We've got Sale at 13-4, Scherzer at 12-7 at Arizona, Alex Wood 11-8 at home against Atlanta, Yu Darvish at 10-6 against Tampa. The guy who actually jumps off the page here is Yu Darvish. We haven't really had a good Yu Darvish spot in a while. You know, last five starts, Kansas City at Angels, Boston, Cleveland, Yankees, Seattle, Houston. Like, he hasn't really had a, hey, let's strike out 10 type spot in a while. And the price is nice. It's 10-6. You're getting a little bit of a nice 2K discount from Scherzer and Sale. We know Tampa strikes out a ton against right-handed pitching. Tampa's a pretty pitching-friendly park. I kind of have interest in you at first glance here. Not to say that I don't like Sale, of course, but that's in L.A. against the Angels. They don't really strike out a ton, but we saw Clayton Kershaw go in there and destroy. But 13-4 feels a little rich for the Angels. Scherzer at 12-7 in Atlanta, Arizona is tough. It's a pitcher's-friendly park, but Arizona can be really bad. You know, that's a boom-bust spot. 12-7, there's nothing wrong with that if that's the kind of the way you want to approach your lineup. I certainly couldn't argue with that. The next tier a little bit, and Alex Wood against Atlanta is fine. I love Alex Wood. I mean, I say love like that's a bad been doing this a year, but on the last couple starts, you know, pitched fine in the last couple, but 11-8 against Atlanta here with the other options, I just think I'm going to have to stay away. This next tier is a little bit of an interesting tier. We've got Samardzija against the Padres here, Santana against Detroit, Nola against the Brewers, Cahill against the Giants is probably where I'm going to break off this tier. It's a kind of an interesting spot here. You know, the Shark against San Diego is interesting. San Diego's been hitting better, but now they're moving to a really pitching-friendly park. Shark really hasn't had a Shark-dominant start in a while. Kind of just been in neutral, really, since that hot streak in early June. But it kind of gives us a buy low opportunity here. You know, he's still a high K guy. You know, with 135 strikeouts in 131 innings, you know, over 9/9. Against a Padres team that does love to strike out in a pitching-friendly environment. I think this is the sort of thing that we should be attacking here. If you're playing a bunch of tournaments, the Shark at 9-1 would definitely be a guy I'm considering for a fair number of teams here. You know, the spot is really good. You don't have to pay all the way up. You're getting a solid discount. So, you know, now there's the bats you want today are pretty expensive for the most part, but again, like 9-1, you know, maybe you're paying for one of those good stacks and you're not playing those top four. Take the discount to Jeff here. I don't mind that a bit. Irvin Santana against Detroit is just a no-starter for me. Nola against Milwaukee, I think, will be very popular here at 8-4. It's just, he's finally, like, put it together, you know, some quality starts now. It's five in a row. The strikeouts are back. The curveball is moving. This is the kind of what we expected from him all year. Now, we know the Brewers are a power offense. They can hit for some home runs, no doubt. And this is in a hitting-friendly environment in Philadelphia. This simply, to me, comes down to what is the ownership percentage going to be? Are we talking 20 to 25? Or are we talking 40 because people want to play these good offenses? So that's something I'm going to have to kind of like process throughout the day and kind of make a decision. But there's no disputing that Nola's in a good spot. The question is just, do you really want to eat the chalk here? Cahill's been not the same guy since coming off that DL before that start against San Fran last time out. He gets San Fran again in another pitching-friendly park. 8,300 is interesting. I'm never a fan of the pitcher facing the same team twice in a row, but the Giants' offense has just been non-existent for a while. So Cahill's a guy I've got some interest in as well. This next tier is kind of just no fly zone for me. Kennedy, it's going to be 96 degrees with the wind blowing out there in Kansas City. We'll talk about Kansas City. They've got a total over six. It really needs to tell you everything you know about the weather here in the Midwest. Fires against Baltimore, that feels like it's got boom bust written all over it. Do I really need him on this slate? Probably not. CeCe Sabathia in Seattle, just no thanks. Steven Matz against Oakland, 7,100. He has just not been himself at all. No Ks at all. A lot of contact. We'll talk about him in a little bit here. I actually think an Oakland stack might not be out of the question a little bit here. Godley against the Nationals in Arizona, no go. Kind of in the last go, Garza, Hoffman and Coors against Pittsburgh. The Hoffman Ks have kind of just disappeared. Really can't do that. He's been good, though. Bauer against Toronto. I mean, trying to tell you what Bauer's going to do is feels like a pointless exercise. Sanchez against Minnesota. I'm a Sanchez guy, but this is just not a spot for him. And then Shields in that Kansas City game. I mean, I never stack Kansas City, but... it's going to be tough for me not to have Casey be number one in this spot, but we'll talk. It's just Kansas City has a team total of over six in Kauffman. I mean, the weather is perfect for hitting. You know, I just don't know. No one stacks the Royals. Like, even if they're chalk, I say that in quotation marks, we're talking 10% tops. It's going to be tough for me not to have interest in this spot. Estrada against Cleveland. If Estrada was right, I'd like this spot, but he's broken. I'm not sure what it is, but he's just broken. Like, there's no control in the guy, and he's a control pitcher. I would be stunned if he's not hurt. Like, I legitimately would be stunned. This is a guy who had, before his last five starts, had walked. He's walked 43 all year, and in the last five, he's walked, 23? So over half his walks have been in his last five starts out of 19. Like, clearly just not right. So he's a complete stay away. Honestly, there's really no one down here I'm interested in. So, like, kind of the last guy I'm kind of considering is... Really, it's not one of these value guys? Andrew Moore threw terrible at first start with a lot of home runs against the Yankees. Can't do that. Blackburn against the Mets? No. Man, that really is just nothing. So, like, the cheapest guy I'm willing to consider is Hoffman at 6'3", but I don't even really like him. Cheapest guy I'm really considering is Nola Kale, which means we're kind of spending some money on pitchers. You know, if we plug the bottom two guys I consider Nola Kale, that leaves us about 4K per position. Workable, I guess, but not exactly like this, dream spot that I'm just like super thrilled about. Let's see here. I'm trying to see if I can get everything loading here. I feel like I'm getting all the info here, but whatever. Alright, I'm trying to build a lineups page. It's being a little freaky here. I'm not sure what the hell's going on here, but whatever. So let's stacks that we're considering here. I'm not going to kind of go position by position. I'm going to kind of focus on teams. Astros against Ubaldo are going to be a very chalky option. Ubaldo, of course, can't hold any runners on, and Houston can run. Marwin's not shortstop eligible yet, but that'll be a great day. But so, you know, Springer, Altuve, Reddick, Beltran, Gurriel, I think are all in play. I would even hate Bregman at the bottom of that order. Baltimore's in play too, but not really high on my list. Other couple of teams, you know, Cleveland against Estrada. We talked about Estrada being broken, but the real question there is kind of like how many home runs can they hit? But then again, Estrada's a control guy with no control, so you know that's got some upside. Weather in Cincinnati is gonna be a question mark. We'll have to wait for expert meteorologist Kevin Roth to kind of fill us in here, but kind of like both stacks in that game. And then, of course, we'll talk about Oakland. We'll talk about Oakland as I go a little position by position. No Twins. That game weather is also looks pretty bad. Kansas City, it's a team total of six, you know. But as I pull up DraftKings here, pricing, and I click on Kansas City, You know, like, they're all priced under 4K against James Shields, you know? I mean, this team could be actually get really chalky. You know, if I try to plug in the stack, and I'm not going to say which guys, but I think it's pretty obvious which ones I'm plugging in. At least a 6K per. So let's just plug in. Let's say we plug in Darvish and Samardzija. Yeah, definitely doable here. So, there's a lot of upside in this Kansas City stack. I think it will be pretty trendy. I just don't think it's going to get to, like, levels maybe it should be. Like, if this were Detroit in this spot, I feel like they'd be 30%. I don't think Kansas City gets there. Coors, of course, is always in play, but there's weather issues there as well. All right, I'm going to quickly just go through some position-by-position just values as I see as I kind of go scroll through the player pool. Yeah, again, this isn't without a ton of research, but McCann, we talked about Sal Perez. Jaime Garcia got traded and won't be making this start for Atlanta. It's actually Aaron Blair. So the Dodgers stack, too, is interesting. So Grandal at 3-5. So they're priced for Jaime Garcia, but they're getting a bad righty. So the Dodgers, too, actually could be a stack that's a little bit interesting. Realmuto at 3-2 against Bailey in Cincy's interesting. First base, you got all your normal suspects at the top. I think you're interesting. I'm trying to scroll down and find like a little bit of a value play under 4K. McGee, I guess, is a little cheap, but nothing crazy. Honestly, there's values here, but the plays are just not that strong. They're kind of just blah plays. Like, Moreland versus Nolasco, I was just like, meh. There's nothing really here that just, like, really stands out. Cabrera versus Urban Santana, but on a 15-game slate, you really want to do that? Carlos Santana at 3-9 against Estrada is probably the closest thing to a value play that I kind of like at first base. Second base, we've got the guys at the top, and they're all strong plays. Altuve, Murphy, Jose Ramirez, strong plays. So Chris Taylor priced for the lefty, but Aaron Blair is just terrible, so I wouldn't get scared off of there. Scope, or the mouthwash, is Dean is trying to get Jonathan Scope called. I think we could do better. I'd rather do an ice cream scoop joke, like you hit a home run, you get an ice cream scoop, like scoop, not like scope, go like scoop, and make the H silent personally, but we'll see if we can get something on Twitter. Maybe you guys have a better idea than me. He's fine at 4K against Fires. He's as a contrarian one-off. Just scrolling down, I guess the White Sox against Ian Kennedy is kind of the exact same spot in that game, but I guess Ian Kennedy's problem is home run balls, but man, that White Sox lineup is just so watered down. But I guess they're in play as well, especially if the Royals do start getting a little trendy. Starling Castro at 3-2 against Andrew Moore is definitely the cash game play at second base. I guess I shouldn't say play. Yeah, I'm not the cash game expert, but that jumps off the page to me. Let's slide over to third here. You got all your guys, Arenado and Coors, Machado against Fires, Turner against a bad righty. We talked about Jose Ramirez already. Top of this position is just super, super strong. You're going to have to make some tough decisions here today. This is not an easy slate where you can kind of just pick a stack and go. There's 10 or 11 good options. You get these slates like this, you got to really be dedicated to keeping that player pool small. Looking through, trying to find the best spots. There's always good spots. You can't play every good spot. Your goal is to play the best spots. So that's kind of your decision, So, even with Kansas City, I've said I like them. But, at some point I'll ask myself, what's the home run upside in this spot? It's a huge ballpark. And there's a bunch of other gas cans going in better pitcher parks. So the question is just how much does that weather matter? And that's something I'm going to have to consider. We talked about Moustakas. He's too cheap. Scrolling down. Davidson 3-3 against Kennedy. I know he hasn't hit a baseball in a month, but again, same ballpark, right? The less jockey side still provides you some tournament value. As we scroll through this third base, there's just nothing below that. So let's go to shortstop. Shortstop's taking a hit. No Trey Turner, no Correa. So it's going to be a weak position kind of moving forward a little bit. So I don't mind Corey Seager at 4-7. Stories and Coors and heating up a little bit. Cozart against Urena isn't a dream spot, but if you're stacking the Reds, sure. Is Drubal Cabrera back at shortstop eligibility, which is kind of nice. Didi against a lefty, but the ballpark is just awful. You know, Freddy Galvis against Garza in a hitter's ballpark. Like, this is, I end up on Freddy Galvis here in a lot of spots like this, right? Because I'm just staring at the other options above it. It's just like, do I want to pay 4-3 for Zach Cozart, you know, or do I want to pay 3-5 for Freddy Galvis batting second against a pitcher who's not that great? You know, I just end up with him a lot. Marcus Semien at 3,300 against Mats is not a bad option either as well here. Outfield. All right, let's do this. So, there's no one to veto my home run derby picks. This is going to be fun. Harper, obviously the top end guys are all the top end guys. I'm not going to just talk about them. Let's kind of see if we can find some guys under 4K, provide some value here. I'm just going to try to limit the clicking too, and I've completely failed at that mission. Scrolling down, Peralta against Scherzer. I wouldn't play him on this slate. Zimmer versus Estrada is interesting at 3-8 if he draws like a 6 spot. Chu versus Cobb is interesting. Mazzara versus Cobb is interesting. Top Tapia versus Williams is interesting. Williams is a guy who can't get left. He's out to save his life, if I remember correctly. Let's see if I can pull that up real quick. Trevor Williams. Pretty sure he's pretty splits heavy here. Yeah, he's very splits heavy. 333 Wobo, the left-handed bats. Can't strike him out. Walks him. Giving up more power to the right side, but I'm not sure how sustainable that is. Actually, he's not giving up much hard contact on all the lefties. What the hell? 25% hard contact to 27.9 soft. This kind of reminds me of the freaking Luis Castillo or the Tim Adelman profile. It's just a little weird. I wouldn't be afraid to talk to lefties, at least in this spot. And he's under 4K in cores, which is kind of nice. You know, like, Tapia is the same price as, like, Chris Young is already. So, yeah, it's a pretty good discount. My boy, Nick Williams, 3,500. He's firmly in play. He's got 4 straight multi-hit games. He's figured this out. He's got an extra base hit in 4 straight, too. He's what we would in the hot business would call hot. And he draws Garza and hitting Freddie Park. I certainly wouldn't stop playing him now. Scrolling on down, I don't see anything else here that jumps off the page. So before we get into home run derby picks, let's thank the sponsors of the podcast over at Draft. If you haven't downloaded the Draft app, 1, what are you doing? 2, welcome to your first episode of the Morning Grind podcast. Hopefully you enjoy it. I promise, when Stevie's here, it's even better. But if this is your first time listening, mea culpa. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't support our sponsors over at Draft. Download the app. Play in those new best ball leagues. We got lots of great content, including that Rocket Chat available in the chat feature on rotogrinders.com. Check that out if you haven't checked that out either. Use that deposit bonus code GRINDERS. You'll get that best deposit bonus you can, and you'll get some incentives at Rotogrinders for best balls and draft. So, hey, free incentives for draft. What's wrong with that? So use that promo code GRINDERS over there at Draft. You can get the app in the iTunes store or the Android store, whatever they call that, Google Play. So check that out. All right, home run derby, and guess what? There is no one to veto my picks. So since there's no one here to veto my picks, I'm not going to cheat. I'm going to take guys under 4K. Just take 3 of them so I can try to get some points back here on Stevie, but yeah, I think that's a little fair. You know, I'm not taking any, like, 3 superstar studs in his absence. So, all right. Now I just got to find some guys I like. All right, first one off the board is Eric Hosmer at 3,900 against James Shields. Let's go with Brian McCann against Ubaldo, and we'll go with, I really want to take another Royal, but it's kind of cheating. I think Stevie would veto one of my Royals, although I guess I would get them anyways, so I guess I can take the one I want. I'm going to take Salvador Perez. Why not? It's my podcast. There's no Stevie. I can do what I want. So hopefully this was helpful. I apologize again for it being a little shorter than normal. Yeah, this was attempt number 3. And only so many times you want to say the same things over and over again. But hopefully I kind of just got to the point, just to the gist. If you want more content, of course, you can go find it at RotoGrinders.com. Premium content, always available. You can go check out the articles there. Or if you want a full-length podcast, I'm going to plug the Sieges Tournament Tactics Package. Probably my last login, and winning 247 from Monday are in there, breaking down the whole Friday slate. So you want something a little more in-depth, a little more longer, do check out that in the Sieges Tournament Tactics Package for baseball. And while I'm plugging myself, NFL Package is live. The early season discount package is available. It's not going to get cheaper than this. If you want to get the season, hop in now. It's $250 for the entire season. Get you all 17 weeks of the regular season, all the postseason weeks. So that's 20 weeks. Spoiler alert, that's going to be a massive discount off the week-to-week price. So I'm honestly not sure why I made it so low. But so this promo code won't be around for a while. So go to the marketplace. If you're thinking about getting that football tournament tactics package, do it now. Also, my best ball rankings and my season-long rankings are up. And then I got some other stuff lined up here for the August as we start winding into heavy, heavy football season. So that's that. And for those of you who listened all the way, I know Stevie on Friday and Wednesday said the song from Nashville was Britney Spears. Let me just say, not only was it Britney, it was some of Britney's best work. So that's another hint for those of you trying to guess the song. Now that I've done the podcast with Stevie, the price has gone up for that video, I would imagine. So I know a couple of people want to get that GoFundMe going. Hit Dean up on Twitter at Dean789. Actually, I think it's at Dean7804. Yeah, at Dean7804. So tell him you want to contribute. I'm sure he'll get a laugh out of that. With that, Stevie and I will be back for the Monday podcast. Have a nice weekend, everybody, and good luck in your contest tonight.